بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. My respected elders and brothers, my actual topic for today is shukr. But before we start with the topic, we discuss a few sunnats of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If these sunnats are in our life, we should make shukr. If they are not in our lives, try and remember them, try and practice upon them, and teach it to others. But before that, I'd like to share with you what we learn from our mashayikh. So, one particular thing which inshallah will increase our shauq and our urge and our zeal to follow the sunnat is niyat. Now niyat, Allah give our mashayikh jazai khair, they teach us that when we read Surah Fatiha, on each ayat, what niyat should we make? Allahu Akbar. Now, in Surah Fatiha, we know we make a dua. And that dua is the dua that every person needs. Even the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed this dua. And that is, Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim. O Allah, guide us on the straight path. And we need this right till death. So here, ihdina means wafiqna. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. Let us thread the straight path and let us reach our object. Hame seedhi raah batla de, chala de, poncha de. Three things. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. Oh Allah, make us thread the straight path. And oh Allah, make us reach our object. And that is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Now here, they teach us that we should make three niyats. And it doesn't, this niyat is with regard to the heart. When we read, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, let us make niyat, oh Allah, give me the tawfiq and give us all the tawfiq of imtithali awamir. That is, following all the great, great commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Secondly, ittiba'i sunnat, following the sunnah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thirdly, oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq of ikhlas, of increase in ikhlas. So these are the three basic niyats we should keep in our heart. Oh Allah, at ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, imtithali awamir, give me the tawfiq, give us the tawfiq in fact, of following all your great, great commands, ittiba'i sunnat, sunnah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow the sunnah, and thirdly, ikhlas. And we look at the whole of deen. These are the great three important ingredients for any of our amal to be accepted. If there is no imtithali awamir, we are not following the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how is that action going to be accepted? If there is no ittiba'i sunnat, it will be rejected in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There is no ikhlas, it has no wazan, it has no weight in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we have this in our heart. While the imam is reciting ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, while we in our individual salat, we are reading ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, keep these three things in the heart. Imtithali awamir, ittiba'i sunnat, and ikhlas. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So day by day, our shauq, our enthusiasm to follow the sunnah should increase. So today we will discuss a few sunnahs of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One, as far as salat is concerned, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so kind that he gave us guidance how to be forgiven in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We all know we are all sinners. And we need to secure the maghfirat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala all the time. So as the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith says, a person is nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spiritually. He is nearest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he is in sajda. And when we in sajda, then we should make a lot of dua, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Now, so easy. After we read the Masnoon Tasbihat, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 3 times, 5 times, read 3 times, Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, before a person lifts up his head, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgives all his sins. So let us make it a ma'amul. Let us make it, bring it in our salat and increase the quality and the quality of our salat by bringing these masnoon du'as in our salat. So when we go, sometimes the imam takes a bit of time. He gives us enough time. So after reading 3 times, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, take the opportunity. If he gives you more time, read 3 times. Rabbi khfirli, Rabbi khfirli, Rabbi khfirli. Inshallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's maghfirat will be secured. So that is one sunnah. Let us teach our family at home also. Let us teach others also in order to secure the maghfirat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Second sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During this period of time, many people go on journey. There was one sahabi by the name of Hazrat Jubair bin Mut'im radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Jubair bin Mut'im radiyallahu anhu, whenever he used to go on a journey, then he was always at the back of his other companions as far as food is concerned, as far as conveyance is concerned, as far as speed is concerned. He was always at the back. So he complained to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my condition in my journey. So Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him that you recite 5 surahs with 6 bismillahs and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will better your condition. So he started reading. Whenever he went in the journey, he was always first, never at the back. As far as food is concerned, as far as conveyance is concerned, he was always in a good condition. So when we go on journey, then we should read these 5 surahs. That is Surah Kafirun, Surah Izaja, every time with Bismillah in front. Leave out Tabbat Yada. Then Qul Huwallah, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. So 5 surahs. And after Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, read another time Bismillah, make it 6. 5 surahs with 6 Bismillah, you will see proven and tested. Inshallah, in our journey, we won't have any difficulty whatsoever. Another sunnah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we start the journey, then at home, read 2 rakats of salat. It is masnoon to read the 2 rakats salat before a journey. When we return from a journey, then it's also masnoon that before we go to our home, come to the masjid, read 2 rakats of salat. This is known as tahiyyatul qudum. Like we know, there is tahiyyatul masjid, tahiyyatul wuzu. When returning from a journey also, there is 2 rakats. So before we go to our home, if the masjid is open, it's not makruh time, come in the masjid, perform 2 rakat salat. In this way, we will be reviving the sunnahs of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.